Thank you so much for choosing to stop by today and listen to the blog titled, Is This the Reason Why? Here we go. Why am I always struggling? Our patterns reveal our realities. Let me give you three examples. Person number one, me, have enough money to invest? Are you kidding? I'm always out of money at the end of the month. Could the reason be the daily Starbucks you have to have, or the stress shopping you did last weekend that added to the credit card bill? Or perhaps the new car you didn't need and the monthly payment for the next 3 years that make a difference in not having the money to invest? Well, I'm just wondering. Person number two. Oh, I'm too tired to exercise when I get home from work. I always think I can, and then I crash when I get home. Is it possible to exercise before work? Could you go straight to the gym before you go home? How about using your lunch hour to get your walk on? I'm just wondering. Person number three. Why does every person I date turn out to be a loser? Is finding a long-lasting relationship impossible today? Might it be that you keep finding your new relationship in the same place you found the last one? Could it be that you keep dating the same type of person because they all match your magical type? I'm just wondering. Sloppy patterns lead to living sloppy lives. So let me ask you, do you know you? The routines that make you predictable? The behaviors that guide you? The habits that create your success? The actions that assure your failure? Just wondering. So what do? When things go your way, when things don't go your way, when you win, when you lose? What do you do when you're stressed, when you're told no, when conflicts arise, when conversations turn south? What do you do that creates great relationships, that creates crappy relationships, that creates good health, that creates bad health? What do you do with saving and spending money when you're overwhelmed with meeting people, when you're bored? What do you do with how you start your day? With how you end your day? What do you do that inspires positive thinking? What do you do that gets a negative snowball rolling? It makes a difference when we know. Because when we are aware of what we do, we can make sure we keep doing what keeps us healthy, happy, and harmonious, and stop doing what turns our lives upside down. It's the everyday patterns of our lives, yours, mine. Because when we know ours, we know ourselves. And when we know ourselves, we've got a chance to get our act together. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you so much for being a kindred spirit. Go out, create a great week, and may you inspire others to do the same.